The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance, the power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
So you hate when this happens, when you lose something, but this happened to Hugh Grant, and it was something pretty important, and he actually needs your help. He's looking to get back a movie script that was stolen from his car. Now, this happens, and, you know, a lot of times it's not good when this stuff gets out in the public. So he ended up going on Twitter and said, in the unlikely chance that anyone knows who broke into my car tonight and stole my bag, please try and persuade them to at least return my script, many weeks worth of notes and ideas, and perhaps my children's medical cards in there as well.
That's rough.
It sounds like he doesn't even care if he can replace the medical cards. It's the script that I think is more important at this point.
Well, yeah, the medical cards for sure, but like his own personal notes, that's not something that's replaceable. Because sometimes you write things down and you don't really remember what you're writing down until you go back to it.
Exactly. And so he didn't say what it was for, but he did give the address of the West London production company Coach Films as a contact. Now I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers, that it's for Love Actually 2.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That is my dream, but it's either that or Notting Hill 2.
Okay.
Either one.
The thing with that is if someone decides to do something with that script, you're going to know because that's the script that's missing.
Exactly. Like, hey, guys, look what I found. This is cool.
Like, it's you, man. So this is kind of crazy. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, you know, they were mm-hmm. married and...
Yeah.
I've gotten divorced, and he's going to be getting married again to Catherine. I never have liked to say this name. Schwarzenegger. Okay. So anyways, Chris is actually inviting Anna to his wedding. And it's chill and pretty cool and all that jazz. Because it seems like they have had a very healthy and happy like relationship between the two of them, but they're both mature enough to handle the next stage, and there's probably a very unlikely chance that she'll attend the wedding, but at least it's out there. And
I don't know if I would do that, if I would invite my ex. I feel like that would be a good idea.
Mm-mm. But no, I mean, but good for them. I mean, and they have
a
child.
It's a nice gesture. Yeah, they've got like one or two kids.
One or two kids together. So this is good because this doesn't happen too often. So if you're able to actually have a good relationship by the end of that, good for them.
But that's the Daily Dish for this morning.